Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're so glad you tuned in with us tonight. I want to remind you of the call-in number, which is 323-203-0815. And I want to remind you that if you call in and we call you back, you may not recognize the number, but answer that call so you can get on the air with us and ask your question. In the meantime, I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us here to be with you each and every week. And Dr. Allen, you're live on the air.
I'm glad. I'm looking forward to working.
Awesome. Hey, I want to take care of a little bit of business right now. Our Wednesday night show for July was scheduled, well, would have been on the 4th of July. Well, we think everybody should be celebrating our country's independence and waving their flags and being with their family. We want to be with our families. So we will not be doing the Wednesday night show in Newport Beach. And we will not do it the following Wednesday either. So the next Wednesday show, I believe, Dr. Allen, correct me if I'm wrong, is going to be August.
Yes, that's true.
Okay. So if you need more information, you can go to the website, www.drpatallen.com, or you can go to the Want iStore. to find out about our classes that are upcoming, what's going on with our Monday and Wednesday night shows, and of course, to purchase awesome Pat Allen merchandise. So, and also, while I'm at it, I want us to remind everybody that Dr. Allen does private appointments. She does them for LiveScript. She does them for Dreams. She does them for any darn thing that you can think of that you need to talk about with somebody amazing like Dr. Allen. So you need information about that, write to info@drpatallen.com via email. Or, of course, you can call. You can find those numbers at drpatallen.com. Dr. Allen, what have you been up to?
Oh, I've been up to last week I did one training. And I did, what is the other one I did? Anyway, I think I worked Saturday and Sunday last week. I like that. And this week I'm doing couples.
Three
couples are going to, oh, I love that one.
So, oh, man, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Hey, Switchboard's telling us we have calls. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, you were born ready. All right. That's awesome. Okay, Switchboard, we're ready. That's our wonderful...
Hello?
Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hello. Gosh, you guys are fast. I just called... Oh, my radio came back on. Hang on, let me get rid of it. Okay. Yes, I do have a question. So, I called last week, and I sent a text message to a gentleman that I'd gone on a date with months ago, where did you go message. It's been a week, he has not responded, so I just said I'd call back and report, so
he
nothing from
left.
Him, even though...
Yes.
He...
But you know what
well,
it does?
Well, no, he... Uh-huh.
Well, what, did he do what? Something?
Oh, no. So what happened was this. I went on a date with him. This was months ago. I believe it was late December. And the date went, I thought, really, really well. It was a blind date, a setup date through a dating service. And I had a great time. I thought he had a great time. It was very natural, very fun. He's really funny. And he was that type that I just love, that very... alpha male, intelligent, funny, can control everybody. It was amazing. So I was very curious as to why he never reached out to me. So I sent him a text last week, last Thursday, and right before the show, before the radio show, And I called you and you told me to basically wait and see what he does, but don't chase him, don't do anything, and that he has 8 weeks to respond. So it's been 1 week,
yes.
No response yet.
Oh, I see. That's normal.
Yeah.
The where do you go, the where do you go question occurs when you have a wonderful date, and at the end of the date, he says, we've got to do this again. He's got this signal that he wants to do it again. Then you have a hook that you can call and say, where did you go?
Oh, you know what? Maybe because he said he had a great time. He didn't say he wants to do it again.
You know what?
He just said, by the way, I had a great time with you.
He didn't say anything that I want to do it again. No, it's specifically he had a good time, but he may be booked all the way through Christmas.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So by doing that, I'm going back to reverting to give him 8 weeks to call.
Mm-hmm. I see. Got it. Okay. Another question. I've never done anything online, never done any type of online dating. So I've decided to create a profile for myself. And I wanted to ask, is it okay to use like a little bit of humor on the profile? Because I wanted to just do it very light, funny. Because I wanted to put down something like,
do you want to market yourself as a woman or as a man?
Oh, as a woman, of course.
Okay. No, not of course. There are women that want respect.
Okay, sure.
I have no problem with women that want respect. So if you do want to be a woman, then you've got to put out there that you enjoy the pleasant things, the sensuous, the sexual. And then, you know, your education and your career. So you're either a woman with a career or a career woman. And you market your profile accordingly.
Okay. So they just basically, I'm trying to figure it out, but they just ask you questions like, what are you looking for? And then there's
That's right.
A page. And then there's a page where you can just talk about yourself.
Yes, I know. And so you talk about which side of your psyche you want to market. Do you want to market your sensual, sexual, or do you want to market your status and financial security side?
Sensual, sexual, of course.
Okay.
Sorry. I mean,
Then
of course,
do it. Not like a prostitute, but like a lady.
Could you give me an example of like a few sentences of how you would do it?
I like to
cook,
what would
you write?
Or I like to, you know, I like to do things. I like to take walks. I like to sit in front of a fireplace, whatever. It's something that attracts someone sensual. Sensual is everything you taste, touch, smell, see, and hear. Sexual is the flirtatious stuff, sexual stuff.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Then
all right.
You can put about your career or what you want in your career.
At the very end, like should the ratio
well,
be?
Well, at the second half. No, let's put it at the second half.
Second half. Okay.
Okay.
So should it be half and half, or should it be mostly sensual, sexual, and then at the end maybe a few sentences?
It should be whatever you want to market, whatever you are.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Cool. Well, thanks
Good
so
luck.
Much.
Happy hunting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. And that's a question we get a lot regarding the profile for dating. And honesty is truly the best policy with respect to that, ladies and gentlemen. Because if they meet you in person, you know, and you say you're 6'2" and you're 4'3", it's, you know, problematic.
Right.
awesome. Let me see what we've got going on here.
And make your pictures current.
Exactly.
In the month.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, I do have a question. So my husband is, after he stopped playing competitive sports, he started drinking every night and getting drunk for about 2 weeks now. And
Wow. That
he chews a lot. And so, and I've told him how I feel about that. And I've been worried about him because alcoholism runs in his family. And so I said,
has he got
a
problem coming up? Does he have some kind of financial problem coming up?
Nothing's going wrong in his life. He's still going to work, and it's not affecting his everyday life.
How old is your husband?
He's 27.
So he's a young man who you don't know of any problems he's got, who's acting self-destructively.
Mm-hmm.
Are
and
you
when
going
I ask
to
if
make
is anything
him,
wrong,
well,
he says, no, nothing's wrong.
Are you asking for an appointment to share your feelings of fear?
So I have shared my feelings towards it and asked if he, you know, thinks he is an alcoholic, and he says, no, I don't day drink. And I said, well, what about in the future if we want to have children? Are you going to be doing this when we have kids? And he's, oh, no, I won't do this when we have kids. And so I've brought it up a few times, and he continues to do them. And
but did you tell him the price tag for your marriage?
And, yeah, that's what I was thinking, because he, yeah, it hasn't done anything, me telling him
okay.
how I feel about that.
Then what I would do is I'd say, I want to talk to you about something having to do with our marriage. Is it convenient for you to listen to my thoughts? And when would be convenient? Hopefully today. What would he say to that?
He would say definitely, and he'd talk right away.
Okay. You have every right to enjoy drinking. You really do. Except that I'm sensing that it's escalating, and I'm afraid that your family, which has more than one addictive personality in it, might be genetically disabled, and it's starting to come into your body and affect you, which affects me. What do you think about what I'm saying, honey? What would he say to that?
He'll say, it doesn't affect me. I don't drink in the day. It's not affecting my life.
He would say, now, have you noticed it escalating?
Yes, I have.
So you would say, I appreciate you do not believe that you're upping your drinking, but I'm experiencing it, and it's painful for me to do that, and I will put up with it as long as I can. But I don't think I can do a lifetime being afraid. Are you prepared to tell him the possible price tag for not considering his escalating drinking?
Yes, I'm definitely prepared, because I've started getting resentful of it, because it felt like he was almost just, it's so gross, and I've told him, and he just kept doing it, and it felt like he was almost doing it just to spite me. So I started like losing respect and criticizing him and doing everything I knew.
I understand that. That's why I put a price tag. I will put up with this discomfort as long as I can, but I know I won't be able to do it for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And what would he say to that price tag?
I don't know if that's... I think he would hear it and listen to it, but I think he would make up an excuse to that one.
What would it be? He's got a woman who's getting uncomfortable with his drinking. What would be the excuse?
I think he would just say, oh, he's not an alcoholic, and say that to it. But what I was thinking was that we're currently visiting our families in separate states. And since we live so far away from each other, I was thinking of having the consequence.
Maybe it's an acute situation in reaction to his family. Why not wait until you're back in your own home and he does or doesn't escalate?
Well, it was because we were just living together, so we just flew apart from each other.
Okay, so you're not married.
No, we are. We are. We're just visiting our families.
Why are you living apart?
For our vacation, just to visit our families for the summer.
Oh, you're visiting yours and he's visiting his. Is his family genetically broken? Does he have more than one sugar addict?
Yes.
So I hate to mention it, but he's in a dangerous place for him. And it may not be in your best interest to challenge him while he's there, but to wait to see the month after he's home if he gets back to himself.
Okay.
I'm sensing that this may be situational, and you really, next time, go with him to his family. Because I'm thinking that the proximity and the family setting encourages him to be like them.
Well, they don't drink whatsoever. His family
doesn't drink, so he does not have genetic people in his family.
Well, because they had, you know, one of his siblings was in rehab, and one of his uncles was an alcoholic. They just have a bunch of people in their family, so their parents don't drink whatsoever now.
Okay, but he's drinking there by himself?
Well, when we were together, he was doing this every single night. He was getting drunk for maybe 2 weeks.
But not in your home, in your home.
Yeah, when we were living together in our home.
Well, then we're right back where I started, which is, he may be starting to get into his genetic problems. So, when you're back together, give him a week or two to see if he quiets down. And if he doesn't, make an appointment and share your feelings and warn him that it's a deal breaker if you continue to feel afraid to be with him.
Okay. Because the other thing I was thinking of saying is just, I'll stay, you know, I'll wait to come back home until you've stopped drinking. You know, like,
You won't come home. Well, see, now that is you taking charge of his problem, which may trigger a resentment, you know what I'm saying?
I know. I just don't want to be there because all we are mean to each other when it's so hard for me not to just get upset with him.
He's going home and you're going home. And you don't want to go, you want to leave him now?
well, I'm already on vacation away from him. So I was thinking of just saying, you know, I'm just going to stay here until, and you can let me know when you're done acting and making those choices.
That's you being his mother. Do you understand? He may resent you being his mother. So why don't you just go home? And if he's doing something you cannot deal with, leave him there or ask him to leave, one or the other. You see, you've got one conversation to have with him as far as I can see. And that conversation is, you know, I want to talk to you about something that's bothering me seriously. Is it convenient? Yeah. You have every right to drink, but I'm comfortable with the amount, and I want you to understand that I will not be able to stay. This is a deal breaker for me, and if that doesn't bother you, then I know we're in trouble. Now that's that conversation, but not going home because he's drinking without warning him is too punitive. It's too mothering. It's too bossy.
Okay. I just feel like I have given him so many warnings, and every day I'm telling him.
Have you warned him that it's a deal breaker?
Well, I've talked to him about his chewing and his chewing being a deal breaker because he also chews all day, all the time. And that's equally as disgusting to me as just having tobacco.
Okay. You can add that to the drinking. He's got some sensuous habits that you know you can't live with for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get home, if he quiets down in his habits, you thank him for doing it. If he doesn't quiet down in the first week or so, have this appointment with him. And if he, how many bedrooms do you have?
Two.
Can you go to the other bedroom if he doesn't negotiate?
Okay.
Negotiating means he will consider your feelings and limit his habits to the point where you're both comfortable.
Okay. And so I shouldn't mention anything about the future. Like, I definitely don't want to have kids with someone who has a drinking problem.
And that's a big price tag. But this right now, it's not having kids that's the problem. It's staying in the same house.
Okay.
You're having difficulty with the way he's living in his body.
Okay, so, yeah, the price tag will just be only if it keeps going when we've returned to live together, and then
yes.
It'll just say, the price tag is just, I'll put up with it for as long as I can.
You'll do what?
So the price tag is just saying,
the price tag is to warn him of the price tag.
Yeah.
And if he needs to take action, sleep in the other room. You've got to back it with action. Otherwise, you're just nagging him.
Okay.
And nagging is different than price tags. Price tags, if you have a right to, you have a right to chew, you know, whatever, and you have a right to drink. But it's getting to a point I'm getting too uncomfortable, and I can't stay with you if that happens. So what do you think about organizing your habits, chewing tobacco and drinking.
Okay.
Has he always chewed tobacco?
He's ever always since? Chewed tobacco.
Okay, so, and has he always been a drinker?
And he's always enjoyed drinking, but he hasn't always, when he was really active, because he was competing with this sport, mm-hmm. when he was really active, he, you know, was really healthy. And then as soon mm-hmm. as he stopped, then he got into that.
So he's deteriorating, and you want to warn him before you have to walk.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Okay, and then even if we can still stay, I'll just have to, like, if he does continue, then I'll just have to, like, move my stuff out and move somewhere else until he stops?
Right now, you're moving to the other bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
You're just showing him that you have courage enough to set a boundary.
Right.
So think of this as warning.
And that includes no intimacy.
I don't mind if you have intimacy as long as you're comfortable. If he's sober and not chewing tobacco, you might want to make love. We're not divorcing him. We're simply removing your body from his body because he is scaring you with his bad habits.
Okay.
And warnings
and,
are good.
And do you think there would be any benefit in asking his parent or telling his parents about this?
No, honey, don't see what you're doing is punishing him, not negotiating. I'm teaching you how to negotiate with him, not intimidate him or seduce him.
Okay.
Do something before you blow up, but don't blow up all over his family and file for divorce without warning him.
Yes. Okay, got it.
And see if you can stand going to Al-Anon. That's a meeting, part of AA, for people that are with people that are addicts.
Okay.
Are you ready for a divorce? Is that what you're saying to me?
Well, I just think it'll be effective if I'm not, if he knows that I don't want to be there, not necessarily to divorce.
I understand that, but are you not wanting to give him a warning shot and warning behaviors?
Yeah, I can give him another warning. I just feel like he really clearly knows how I feel about his choices.
Yes, but you have not. Have you moved to the other bedroom?
No.
That's your first in-house separation. He will notice that.
Okay.
Act like a wife in pain, not an irate mother.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, well, caller.
Bye. Okay, bye.
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 That's interesting, Dr. Allen, because you kind of sense the same thing I was sensing, like maybe she was finished, but she just doesn't know it. I'm not sure.
Well, I think she's finished, but her tactic is to punish him for putting her in this spot.
Yeah, it's
when
almost.
The matter is, I want a warning.
Call has been forwarded to an.
Right, so it's almost retaliatory, in a sense. Like you put me through
well,
this pain.
If you can't, if you can't cause the pain of sharing your feelings, you're going to have to hurt yourself.
Hi, Rachel Ellie. I'm sorry that I missed your call at the moment.
Hello.
I'm here. Hey, callers. You know, when we call you back, we love it when you pick up. Please do. When you see a number you don't recognize, if you've called in earlier, it's probably us calling you back. Yeah, okay. So we have a couple of callers that try to get through, and we've called them back, and we're getting their voicemail. So if you want to try to call again, I will remind you it's 323-203-0815. Now then, Dr. Allen, you're saying if you can't cause the pain.
If you can't cause them warning pain, you have to wait until you want to hurt them. But instead, it will. If you can't cause pain, you will end up hurting yourself.
Right, right.
Hello?
Hi, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do have a question. I am curious about how to manage the first introduction to a new person. So, for instance, you've met the guy and you're replying for every two times he sends something, you're replying, but it just seems like it goes really slowly. Is that something that is consistent with what other people are doing, or is that just something that seems to be happening to me? Do you understand
no.
my question?
Men follow their intuition, and their intuition goes from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4. We women, we follow our instincts, which goes to 100 and back.
Okay.
So when men move slowly, what they're doing is processing. If they're
okay.
right-handed, they run it through their left lobe for logic, and then they run it through their right lobe for feelings, and they go back and forth between logic and feelings until they synthesize and call you up. That's why I give them 8 weeks to call back, because
okay.
ruminating takes time. So when we women want it now, remember, we women, we want generally, I want this man, but that's not going to work. I want
right.
a man who wants me.
Right.
Is different than I want this man. That's the masculine way. Men go after what they want specifically. And while they're gone, the 8 weeks, they reconsider it because they remember they're married and or engaged and don't want to lose that woman, and they had a few drinks, so they hopefully come to and decide not to follow their instincts, because that's what men do when they drink and use. They knock out their intuition in favor of their instinct. And we women, when we're under the influence of sugar, drugs, non-prescribed, booze and whatever, we knock out our feelings, which say, this doesn't feel right. I don't think I want to do this. Instead, we go, oh, he's so cute and he said such nice things. I'm going to go to bed with him.
Well, I think for me, I used to behave more masculine, so I'm used to moving things along. So the pacing is a little off for me. So,
Do you know what Pat Allen says about being with a man? Passive, patient, and vulnerable.
Passive? Oh, yes.
If you want to be competitive, conquering, and controlling, attack. But he better be a wuss.
I'm definitely living two ways. It's just a lot more patience required than I had anticipated. So I have it. My one is has asked me out. We've had one date, and he continually checks in about every 2 or 3 days. I'm new to this, so I'm not exactly sure if I'm responding correctly, but he said something to the effect of, I really want to take you to that winery on Main Street. And I said, yes, that sounds great. But I can't remember exactly how it ended up. He never set a date, so I wasn't sure if I should say, yes, I'm free on Tuesday, or is it okay to do that?
No.
Okay.
You can say, do you want to know when I'm available?
Okay.
Pull on his left lobe. Do you want this?
Okay.
You see?
Yeah. I said, when were you thinking? That's what I said.
That's fine. When were you thinking is just fine.
Okay. And he said, whenever you want.
Okay. Then you say to him, I'm available this weekend.
Okay. So I missed my opportunity. That's okay.
You tell him when you're available.
Okay. And I didn't do that. So that was last week or so. So I guess that I'm learning because I didn't just say, yeah, let's go.
Of course you're learning. I want you to know that what you answered him may be picked up by him as disinterest.
Okay.
Men are very, very sensitive. And when you say things like, you know, when you don't give him the data he's asking for, you see, he feels rejected.
Okay. All right, so maybe I need to show him.
Well,
he did message after that.
Logically. What?
He did message me after that. He just never asked me directly to go out. So
I know he was waiting for you. You know what the problem with this Me Too operation is that men are afraid to go after what they want sexually and sensually. And so if we do not answer their questions. When are you available? I'm available Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, or whatever.
Okay.
Please give him all the data he needs to decide that you're available.
Okay. So when he said, whenever you want, I then offered him, well, this is when I'm available, but I don't want to say that's the day that I can do it. You just say, these are the days and times I'm available.
No,
so you kind of
that's right.
He's leave it open for him to
down.
Make it. Okay. All right. That sounds good.
Okay.
The interesting thing, I've watched the Duty Dating movie and the scene where...
Don't you love that? Wasn't that cute?
It's hilarious. But there's a scene where she's standing like outside the car waiting for him to open it and finally he gets a clue. Well, it was so interesting. On our first date, this guy, he opened the door both when I got in and when I got out of the car. So I was like, yes, we're on the right track here. I don't even have to stand outside the car door like in the movie. All right, now I have a question about my number two guy. He and I dated in high school, and then we dated in 2013, we dated, and now he's still interested in dating. He's extremely slow, and we have this sort of, you know, friendship as well. I just recently wrote him a hi-bye letter, and he came back and answered it, like, the same day, and he keeps doing kind of the same thing that number one is. He's sort of saying, well, what plans do you have this weekend? And it's like, well, I don't want to tell him my plans. I say, well, I'm busy this weekend, or...
What you say to him is, it depends on whether you want to see me or not.
Okay. I got to write that down. It depends on whether you want to see me or not. Okay. All right.
You see? Which tells him that you're available to see him.
Okay.
Don't make him climb the mountain. Build the bridge.
All right.
Make
it easy. He lives an hour away, and there's nothing much to do in his town, and there's nothing much to do in my town. So he never actually offers to do anything. He just sort of shows. It's kind of like he says, "Let's play baseball,"
then
and expect here, to go.
Here's what
equipment.
You do. You know my tools. The one tool. I have some ideas about things we can do. Are you interested in knowing what I have? You can make an appointment to see if he's wanting to hear from you as to what you want.
Okay. That's a good... So I can sort of help speed it along with those kinds of things.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
But now if... If I say, I have this idea, do you want to go to the aquarium? What do you think about going to the aquarium?
No, you can't do that. You have to say, I have an idea about something to do next Saturday. Are you interested in knowing what it is? You don't say, I have an idea about going to the aquarium on Saturday. Is you being the man?
Okay, so then he says, yes, I'm interested. And then she says what? I mean, yes, I'm interested in hearing what we could do, some suggestions. And then you say,
Well, you said that.
And then he gets to pick. How's that? Yeah, I'm just confused. This is where I've listened to your stuff, and I kind of know how to do it, but I just haven't got enough duty dating experience to know how to
then please
make it flow.
Feel free to duty date men that you're not emotionally upside down for, because that interferes with the smooth maneuver. Practice with people.
Okay. It's just also I am coming from acting more male, so I don't have any life experience.
I fully understand that. I fully understand that. Just remember this. Men want specifically, even if they're women, women want generally, even if they're men.
Okay.
So my
want
for you is for you to want generally. I have an idea about what to do on Saturday. If you're interested and you like it, maybe we'll do it.
Okay.
You see?
Yes.
And if he constantly asks you what you think and what you want, say, I so appreciate you respecting my leadership, but truthfully, I would feel so happy following your leadership in things you like to do.
Okay.
You
sounds
see?
Great. That sounds great. Great.
Okay.
I think that's it.
Good.
Thanks
when he
asks
so
much.
What you think, tell him what you feel.
Right. That part I know. If he asked him what I think, tell him what I feel. But I kept waiting for him to be specific about asking me out. Do you want to go out on Saturday?
Yes,
so
I do.
Just always. Yeah, he's never asked me directly. He's always asked me what I'm doing, and so
I
like
that.
Okay,
you throw me the line, and I'll throw you back a line.
Okay, he'll say things vaguely like, well, the weather looks good this weekend. What things have you got going on?
Well, right now I'm waiting for you to ask me out.
I need to learn how to flirt. Okay.
That is what I'm talking about, because that's the truth.
That's the truth. It is the truth. It is exactly the truth. And right now I'm waiting for you to ask me out. Okay, well, I'm going to go out.
And then you build the date.
And then he won't say it. He won't offer a date. Like, it's like I'm in charge of everything. So I don't want to be in charge. Like, I don't want to,
you know,
top from the bottom.
I didn't say in charge. You can pass the ball to him anytime you want.
Okay. I just have to, so he'll say, well, I'm free all weekend. And then I'll say, well, then I end up setting the time. Does that make sense?
You know what? I see nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
I would be comfortable on Friday at 4 o'clock. What's wrong with that?
Okay. Okay. I wasn't sure. I, like I said, learning. So I would be comfortable.
If you give you a platform, use it.
Okay. I feel comfortable Saturday at 2.
That's right.
And then what do you want to do? Well, that, yeah, see.
Here's then what you like do.
Tell
them, thank you for respecting my leadership. I'd be comfortable following yours. Or, I'd really like to go see blank, blank, blank movie. What do you think about that? Because very often when we say what we want based on their request, they will rebel and say, no, I don't want to see that. I want to see this. And we go, okay.
Okay. Now, in this scenario, he's still doing the asking, so he's still doing the paying.
Yes.
Okay. Even though I'm setting
or
suggesting.
You're not in a committed relationship where it switches to 2-to-1.
Okay.
He does 2 and you do 1.
Okay.
Until then, he's courting you.
Yes. Okay.
Unless he says, I don't have the money to pay for both of us. Would you consider a convenient split it down the middle? And I tell you to say, yes, that's a convenient relationship.
Okay. And what if he, so if he says, I'll pay for dinner if you pay for the tip, I should accept that offer?
That's fine.
Okay. That sounds good then, too. Sounds great.
All I care about is you don't end up paying more.
Okay.
Because that would
that
be male,
good.
Mama.
Okay.
Okay.
This is going to help move this a lot faster, for sure.
All right.
I will respond better to these sort of open-ended questions and learn
yes,
how
you will.
To.
Yes, you will.
Because I was just waiting.
No, you just don't have all the gimmicks. You're getting the gimmicks.
No, I don't. You need to write
practice.
See, that's what you need. You need the practice manual so that we can
just look
at all the phrases. Huh?
Practice.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
You're welcome.
Thanks, caller.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, that's funny. We get a lot of...
Everybody out there watches the movie on YouTube called Duty Dating. A darling client, student, friend of mine, Cherry Norris, created this. She's a movie director. And it's a darling movie.
It is. It's really cute. It's a really cute movie. I've enjoyed it. And I think that it's really great. This gal that just was talking to us, you can see her striving to use your tools and to understand them. And I think it was great tonight because you gave her a lot of incredible information that I get a lot of emails and messages from people. And they're all asking those questions, you know, am I doing this right? You know, am I using the right tools?
That's why we're on the air.
It is. It's great.
Questions.
That was great. That was terrific. So, Dr. Allen, we're about out of time. It went so fast. So what you got to say before we go?
I love my one statement. The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
So true. Hey, everybody, remember, we will not be in Newport Beach on the first Wednesday in July. We won't be in Newport Beach in July at all, but we will be in Newport Beach in August. Believe that the Monday night show is going to go on as usual for the month of July. We want to just say, everybody, go to the website, take a look, www.drpatallen.com, wantistore.com, and remember, Dr. Allen does private appointments, info@drpatallen.com. We love you. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.